Welcome, it's Domain Day from CheapWineFinder.com with another podcast for a wine review we wrote up on the CheapWineFinder.com podcast. We've been doing that for 15 years. Each week we write up three value-priced wines, usually under $20, often under $10. And today we've got one that's $12.99. And what is it? It is the Trader Joe's Grand Reserve San Luis Obispo Coast Pinot Noir 2022. That's a pretty long name, but you needed all that. The San Luis Obispo Coast AVA didn't become an AVA until 2022. It's inside San Luis Obispo County, which Paso Robles also is. And they changed things around a little bit. Paso Robles is usually warmer weather and does Zinfandel and Cabernet Sauvignon. Warmer weather grapes, it can do the other ones too, but the San Luis Obispo Coast, along with Edna Valley and Arroyo Seco, are cool coastal AVA, so they split them up. So, like Arroyo Seco and Edna Valley are inside the San Luis Obispo Coast AVA, and it runs for 60 miles down the coastline. It is the coolest AVA in California. And it specializes, for the most part, in Pinot Noir and Chardonnay. I'm going to take a sip of this one. The one thing, for my personal preference, is this has 14.5% alcohol in it, which is something you normally get in a Zinfandel or Cabernet Sauvignon. It's a big boy red. And Pinot Noir usually does better at 13, 12.5. The alcohol gives the wine body, which the bigger, riper grapes needs. And a Pinot Noir, which is more subtle and has a lot of flavors that are nuanced, It needs a little less body, and I guess the way global warming is, even with SLO, that's what, if you ever see SLO, capital S, capital L, that's San Luis Obispo. And even with the cool weathers, this is still nice and ripe. And it's not my preference for a Pinot Noir. I like a little more subtle, but this thing tastes great. I mean, I prefer a more subtle Pinot Noir, but that's just my personal preference and not an indicator of the quality of the wine. I'm going to take another sip because I'm taking sips. I obviously like it. I think the popularity of Meiomi Pinot Noir, which was I think it had Petite Sirah and other things blended into it, and it was fairly heavy alcohol content. I think a lot of people moved in that direction just because that seems to be popular. And if you like that kind of thing, this is going to be right up your alley. I liked Meiomi as I haven't had the newest ones. They changed things around. But as a red wine, I thought it was fine. As a Pinot Noir, I never thought much of it. But I never thought it was a Pinot Noir. Now this is, again, it's got more body than I would like, but it's a really tasty drink. It has black cherry, has black pepper, it has spice, it has some vanilla, it has like coffee syrup kind of thing going on. It's a syrupy thing. It's got cranberry, it's got plum, it's got a couple different types of spice. I mean, it's an interesting wine, and every time you take a sip, you're going to get a little bit different, which is a really nice thing about a wine, especially a wine that costs $12.99. So while it isn't my personal preference for Pinot Noir, you know, everybody's got their own take, but I do know that a lot of people are going to like this wine. I like the wine. It's not what I want from my Pinot Noir. I'm just being fussy. Taking another sip. I mean, I think I'm liking this more than I thought I did. Yeah, it's a good tasting wine. I mean, want a tasty red wine that is along the lines of Pinot Noir, this is a good wine, $12.99. And you got the San Luis Obispo Coastal AVA, which is, this is the first year, though the vineyard's been there forever. I think somewhere I read that the first grape vines were planted 250 years ago in this location. It just, the governmental authorities changed the boundaries just recently. So that's it for me. It's a Pinot Noir that's not my style, but it is my taste. Said Trader Joe's. Doesn't cost much. It is from an interesting AVA, one you're going to be seeing more from. And actually, there's nothing not to like. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. I've got a San Luis Obispo County Chardonnay coming up. And a French Languedoc Pinot Noir. So we got a few different things happening. We'll start seeing what's going on as the weather warms up. So that's it for me, Domain Dave, cheapwinefighter.com. Like us where you like your podcasts. If you will, push the button. It does help, and I appreciate it. And stay warm, stay cool. I mean, it's getting hot around here in Chicago. So I'll be talking to everybody in a couple of days. Keep it cheap. Bye-bye.